Welcome to Dating for Marriage.
My name is Lori Kaz.
And I'm Hannah Green. And together we're going to share our perspectives on dating.
So you can have quick wins, date ideas, and some fun.
All while looking for your happily ever after.
I guess like I also get frustrated. And once I know I am not having fun anymore, especially in the beginning stages, like where I'm just like, we're still on the texting level or like texting through the app, I just take a step back because it's unfair to the other person. Like if you're coming at it at a very like negative outlook or you're just frustrated, it will come out and like it'll seep through, I feel like, to the other person. So then I just like kind of step away from dating and focus on something else like work or friends or just like my, like, I don't know, my mental health and going to the gym or running outside or yeah.
Yeah. I love that because I agree 100%. That's one thing I always tell people is that people feel your vibe. So if you're not into it, if you don't want to do it, they can sense that from you. So I think that's really good advice to give out.
Well,
Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, first of all, I wanted to go back because I love how you say my small downtown or whatever you call, what do you call it? My tiny, I don't know how you, what you say it, but I love that. I like am imagining like just some little small town vibe, but anyway, hey Lori, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing, Hannah?
Good. So just a little, you know, dating update before we get into our guest today. I am very proud to say that I like have actively, again, been back on the dating apps and been talking to a lot of people, I feel like, for me. And I even was like, I'm done with, you know, all this talk and let's go out and do something for some of them. So I'm waiting to hear back because I've decided that now that I'm vaccinated and like, you know, all that, I'm just going to start taking matters into my own hands.
Love.
So, but here I did come across some really interesting dating profiles this week and some updates on some of the apps that I wanted to kind of like share with you.
Cool.
All right. So this is somebody's profile, which I'm going to leave part of it out because it does mention his name and it's kind of unique, but I'll just say blank is my name when it comes. I like hiking, camping, sometimes riding. Blank is my real name, but you can call me grandpa. It's like daddy, but more respectful. Does that come across as funny or creepy in a dating profile? That's what he said. That's what he said. His question. Does that come across as funny or creepy in a dating profile?
Wow. I would say creepy.
Creepy slash, I don't know. And then his job is filthy rich software developer.
Oh, ew.
At a big insurance company. So.
No. He definitely needs to revamp that.
Yes. So this is another one. This is his dating thing. I'm incredibly boring, but I have two cats and they are fun. That's all.
Interesting.
A very inappropriate one. And I mean, I don't even know how to say this without being, because it's very inappropriate, but he uses emojis to describe what he would do to you. And it's like, two words, one finger, that's what he says. And then it says the F word and then you. But this is on Facebook.
Wow.
I actually went through and like my Facebook dating profile activated around last year, but I really hate it. Like, I think it's one of the worst. But I thought, well, there might be like a diamond in the rough or something. And so I was going through, that's what I did this weekend. I went through all the Facebook dating profiles and we're trying to find those like maybe quality ones. And let's
good
just
for
say,
you.
Like, I think it was like 50 of them. And I think like not a lot were very quality. Will dance for biscuits and gravy with a guy dancing on a pole. Those were from profiles. But then finally, the last part that I wanted to say was that I was on Hinge yesterday and they actually have a what works section. So it's like expert dating guides to help you along, dating guides to help you along your Hinge journey. And it will tell you how to pick your best photos, what kind of personality, like your prompts, how to make your match count, conversation starters. And I had not seen that before. It's almost like a learning platform, I guess, about how to's on dating apps. So that,
I love that.
I thought that was kind of great. I think it's a new part of Hinge, but basically I'm just, you know, going through and just, I'm really trying to be mindful of who I'm swiping right for or left. And I'm trying to be open-minded, I guess I could say too. I'm really trying to think about their profile and not just their physical aspects, which is really hard, I think, sometimes when you're on the dating apps.
Yeah, good job. I'm so proud of you. You're killing it.
I'm trying. I mean, I haven't had any dates come out of it yet, so we'll see what happens like in the future, like in the upcoming weeks. But
yes, you're doing it.
I'm doing something, that's for sure.
You'll get results. You put the effort in. I definitely believe you get the results. So keep doing it. That's all I have to say. Keep up the good job.
That's true. That's true. It's just like anything in life. Whatever effort you put into is probably what you're going to get out of it.
Agreed. 100%.
All right. So Lori, what do we have to talk about today?
So you know how I always talk about dating success today is really, I believe, 80% your mindset and 20% the actions you're taking. Mm-hmm. So one day I was kind of scrolling through Instagram to see, you know, who was, you know, searching for dates, who was, you know, in the dating market. And I came across this profile called Not Another Story, documenting their dating and work life in a pandemic. And I was so inspired. And I know we talked about this before. So it's called her, her name is Not Another Story. We're going to keep her anonymous. And I was so inspired that she was doing this because there's one thing I wish I could have changed when I was dating. I wish I would have enjoyed the journey more and done something like this instead of just getting frustrated sometimes and keeping everything inside. I wish I would have talked about it more in a way that was positive and, you know, kind of helped me on the journey. So inspired by her. And I'm so excited to say she is here with us today. And welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course. I've enjoyed your journey as well, because I think that when Lori told me about you, I immediately went on and I think you had like done, I don't know, you had already posted a lot, so I had a lot to catch up on. And I sat there and just like watched all of your posts for, I think, at least an hour, I'm sure, on a either like as I'm falling asleep or something. But it was like, definitely you pulled me in from the very beginning.
That's really sweet and flattering. Thank you.
You're welcome. Because you're relatable. That's the thing, that you are relatable to me. So you want me to ask the first question?
You can go for it, Hannah.
Why did you decide to start documenting your dating life?
So I am a person who normally journals, right? Like pen, paper, that sort of thing. But when I was talking to one of my coworkers, she was saying it would be great to do like just like everyday snapshots of living through a pandemic. So maybe like 10, 20 years from now, we can look back and share our experience or relive, or, you know, just kind of documenting that, like, it's a weird time. And I was like, okay, why don't I just do like a video diaries? And I was at a point in life where I was finally ready to start dating. And I thought it would be a really fun project. I never intended to like share it on Instagram in any way. I was just doing it via my phone. And then my sister encouraged me to just create a quote unquote Finsta, I guess, as the kids call it. So that's what I did. I didn't tell anybody, but my friends somehow like found me and some of my family members. So that's how it started.
Well, I love that, especially like as somebody that wishes I could journal. I always have like high dreams of journaling about my life, and then I try it and then it never ends up, I can never end up getting it to stick. But I mean, what a thing that you're going to have to look back on. Like, I mean, even just taking dating out of it, like having this year to look back on and see what you did is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, earlier today to prep for today, I was looking back at some of my old posts, and I don't know, it's kind of fun to see like, oh, I remember that date, or I remember that. Yeah. So it's nice.
So I have to ask you, what is the biggest thing you've noticed since you have started documenting?
Do you mean like personally or just in terms of other people?
Both.
Okay. So I guess personally, I just notice a tremendous amount of growth. So I don't know if anyone knows my story, but I was in a very long-term relationship, like 7.5 years, right? We had ended things in 2018. And I was not like ready to start dating until basically the world shut down in 2020. So yay, fun.
Totally relate.
And I was never like one to think of jumping onto dating apps because I'm a very extroverted person. I was doing a lot of things, going out all the time with friends, and I just was very like, I thought I would just meet someone, like have that meet cute, right? And so I was a little bit turned off by dating apps. Like it just felt like, I don't know, that I would be mindlessly scrolling and just like what you mentioned earlier today, or just earlier, how you're just like focusing on the physical attributes, and like sometimes you fall into that trap. So that's why I was just like not into the dating apps. But since then, like since, I mean, during this time, it's kind of hard to meet anyone like organically in person. I just kind of shifted my mindset and just have been trying to be a little bit more open. So in the beginning, when I was looking at like my posts, I was just so squeamish in how I was talking about dating, like dating apps and like texting these strangers. And now it's just like, okay, it's normal. And it is normal.
Yeah, it does take a while to get used to it, I think, for sure. I think like my thing about like dating in COVID, like I was just amazed that you were doing that, like for me, because I was like, I think that was a big, like, because I actually am the opposite. I've never been in a really long-term relationship, but I had mentally prepared myself and was ready to start dating when the world shut down as well. It's like I was so excited, and then all of a sudden, but the last thing that I could think about was dating. And so I think like that to me, like, I mean, how did you make yourself feel safe doing it? Like, what precautions did you take, or like, how did you justify it? I don't know, you know, like.
So that's actually a really great question. Cause in the very beginning, like when I had first joined, the dating apps, I was like, what's the point? It's not like I'm ever going to see them in person. And then it wasn't until, I guess, I live alone, right? And I don't really I'm not like in contact with people who have a compromised, you know, immune system. And I also have like my mom's a nurse, my friend who lives like also in my like little downtown. And we go on like walks like all last year that kept me sane. She's a nurse practitioner, and we, you know, just talked about the logistics of it. And if we're outside, kept, you know, our distance, or even if, you know, me and that potential like date, like we just discuss what we're comfortable with and what we're not comfortable with. I think it you can make it work. Obviously everybody has their own comfort level, but at that, like, I wasn't comfortable going on in-person dates until probably, I don't know, a few weeks or even a month after going, like, being on the app. And I'm not one for doing the whole pen pal ship. Like, I find it exhausting. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it is exhausting for sure. Definitely have been there. You have such a great attitude to me. And I just want you to share with the audience, because I really believe in the positive mindset. How do you keep such a positive mindset going through this right now?
I guess just knowing that the other person or the other people that I'm seeing, we're all kind of in the same storm, so to speak, maybe in different boats, just trying to find our person or who we want to be with. And so I know that they're probably battling just the same sort of things that, you know, I am, like ghosting or like, you know, being nervous or like that sort of thing. So I always like, I know that I'm not alone. And I've also seen, like, on these dates, they're, I don't know, like, I guess that's my answer on keeping a positive outlook. Like, I just know I'm not alone.
No, that's great. And like, I probably should think about that more before I go out on dates, and how the guys are probably just dealing with the same thing. Although, and that was what I liked about listening to your stories, is because I was like, oh, well, you know, she's also having guys ghost her, or like guys just randomly appear later, like after months and months of not talking. And like, it's just amazing to me that these things happen to everybody. I really do think, and it's like, why are they happening? Because I think the one of your most recent stories was about being ghosted or something, or, and it's like, why in the world does that? I'd completely agree. I'd much rather somebody say, like you said, oh, they're behind a screen, there's no reason. And I don't know what the scary part is about it, because I'd rather somebody just tell me that they're not interested, and I say, okay, but maybe they're expecting a blowback or some, or somebody to fight back or be crazy, I guess. Like, if they, but I mean, it hurts. It's always like, I know it hurts to let people down, but like, it's easy to just send a text and then be done with it. And normally the reply is positive.
Right, exactly. And that's why when that person ghosted me, I was just going to like let it slide. But then I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to let him know, like, you know, I don't think that's okay. And I didn't think that that was the type of person you were. I think if more and more of us do that, I know nobody likes the person ghosting, I'm sure doesn't like that they're ghosting. They're probably just too nervous or anxious or feel bad or what have you, to reject, right? But nobody likes being ghosted, and no one likes ghosting, I assume. So and I think if more of us just kind of say, hey, this isn't okay, then maybe we'll change the culture, because nobody likes it.
I agree 100%. In fact, I've written a couple of Instagram posts about this, just saying, hey guys, I know there's gentlemen who listen to our podcast. It's a no. It takes 2 minutes just to send a text message and say, listen, you know, this isn't going to work out. You don't have to go into like your life story. Just send a quick message and say, you know what, I met someone else, this isn't a good time for me, I've had other things come up. The end. Nobody's gonna backlash on you. It is what it is, but at least send a message.
Exactly.
So with all that being said, I'm so curious, what has the weirdest date you've been on been like?
I guess the weirdest date, probably, like, the date itself wasn't weird. It was just coffee on a Sunday. But he launched into the fact that I think, so I went out with him let's say in October, he had said that he was engaged and about to get married and broke it off 3 days, you know, prior in March. In March. What? I was like, oh, this is probably not a good idea. And he just kept talking about like his ex and the reason why he clearly wasn't ready to start dating. He seemed like a nice guy, but he was asking me weird questions like, oh, did you and your ex have like a song? Like, what was the song? And I'm like, this is the first date. Why are we talking about our exes?
Wow, what a red flag.
Yeah, definite red flag, which sadly, I don't know why I had agreed to a second date. Normally, I don't, but I was like, you got to be open. But maybe right. I was too open. So,
I mean, open's going to bring you so far, but you know what? You got to have those experiences to be able to find your person and grow as a person probably too. So
mm-hmm. You're learning something. You know what? That's all you know, keep going. I also felt that way. If it didn't work out, at least I kind of learned something about myself or something about what I would do different next time.
Right.
So I have to know what are your favorite dating apps? Which ones do you like to use? Are you on multiple? Like, you know, how do you do that?
So currently I'm on Bumble and Hinge, and I think I prefer Hinge because I don't like being the first one to reach out. I like when they pursue me and I don't have to do anything on Hinge. I just look at who hearted me and just kind of go from there. Yeah. Wow. But I mean, I'm also on Bumble too, because right. I don't know, I guess you have to have multiple fishing wow. rods.
I mean, that's great. I do look at who hearted me too, but I feel like I don't always get a response from them. But I like Hinge too, but I don't like that I have to swipe like forward to see the important things, like whether they want to have kids or like, you know, that one part of their right. profile. It's like mm-hmm. all the stuff that's really important to me is like hidden. Mm-hmm. So I'm like always very like aware of what I'm trying to figure out. So mm-hmm. yeah, well, that's good. I think those are the most popular with most people, honestly.
Yes, I'm hearing tons about Hinge and Bumble these days and a lot of success happening. I'm just curious, what has been your best date through this experience?
My best date still has to be that one time where we went hiking in like torrential like rain downpour. Again, it was on a Sunday. And it was just like, it felt like straight out of a movie. He was like super funny and just like we were vibing, and like I didn't care that, and I didn't, because we were hiking, I just had like mascara, and I'm like, you know what, we're hiking, I'm not gonna put on foundation, whatever, I'm gonna still try to look alive, so I'll put on waterproof mascara. We knew it was going to rain, and so I think it was just like, because I was so just relaxed and open and not like caring how I looked or if my hair was wet or whatever. And it just, that was like so far, one of the best dates.
Do you think it's because you were in the moment too? You just let yourself be in the moment.
Yeah. And it was summer. So,
And it sounds pretty simple too. Like mm-hmm. pretty, you know, just sometimes the simplistic dates are the better ones.
Right. And that's why like, kind of going off track here, but that's why the silver lining to starting to date last year, like during lockdown, like guys had to be creative in the dates, right? That they were presenting to you, quote unquote, so to speak. Or you just had to be creative in what you were doing. So I liked that. I'm an activity person, and I think you get to know someone better or more on like a deeper authentic level when you're doing something.
Oh, I agree. 100% for sure.
Yeah, that is a really good point. I wish I had made more guys be creative. But maybe it's something that we can be like, hey, remember that time? What would you have done in Corona times? What kind of date would we have gone on then? Although it still is Corona. But right. Yeah.
So what kind of advice would you give people that are listening who are frustrated with dating right now?
You mentioned something a little bit ago about like being pursued, that you like being pursued. And that's kind of like why you don't necessarily like Bumble as much, because you'd rather them reach out to you and like things like that. I mean, I've always felt that way as well, but it's something that I've like struggled with balancing, because I feel like as I get older, I can't wait around anymore. Like, I think, and like, you know, the pen pal thing, like some of these guys could be pen pals forever. And it's like, at what point, I guess, do you say, like, how much time do you give them to be the one to be the pursuer? And then before, like, especially if you're interested taking the next step.
So that's a really good question, because that there is that balance, right? Where you like, I do want to be pursued, but I need to let them know, like, know that I'm open to being pursued, which kind of sounds silly because you're already on a dating app, so obviously they should know, and you like matched with them, so they should know that you're open for them to like pursue you. But I know there are some guys who just, even with after matching, they think that they're still going to be rejected, because like maybe you do change your mind, right? And no one likes being rejected. So I do like dropping like little hints, saying like, oh, that's a great question, you know, that, or that's something that I probably would discuss over coffee, or you seem to be asking a lot of questions, maybe you'll, or that sort of thing. Like I drop hints to let them know like, hey, it's okay, ask me out. Okay. So yeah,
that's a good idea.
No, that's excellent. Definitely encouraging them, because right, I really honestly feel that men are more afraid of us than we are of them, and they need a lot of encouragement sometimes.
For sure.
Another question I have, when you're being pursued or when somebody reaches out to you, how are you vetting? How do you kind of vet them a little bit to make sure it's like somebody you actually want to meet out?
So I guess I do my pre-initial vetting on their profile, but I don't know. I just kind of, there aren't any real questions that I ask where I would like vet them out. I just kind of I don't have like this system of questions or like, I don't know. So I don't actually, I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't really vet them, but I do at the same time. For instance, so one of my friend's boyfriend was trying to set me up with this person, so I was like, yeah, I'm open, feel free to give him my phone number. So he gave him my phone number, the guy texted me, but he didn't ask for a date for until 2 weeks later. We were pen pals for 2 weeks later, and we didn't meet via an app. It was a friend who was giving, you know, and I, at that point, I dropped so many hints, or at least I think I did. And when he finally asked me out, I was just no longer interested. And it just, it's a bummer, because I guess he self-rejected or like vetted himself out. So
yeah, no, that's a really good point. I think people who wait too long, that's definitely can be a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. I've been there. So there you go. You're vetting, you're paying attention to all of the signals and the signs and the wording. So mm-hmm. Good. You're doing it. That's great. So one thing I like about your attitude is that you go into things without any expectations. And I really feel like you're very open-minded. Are there any tips you can give our listeners on how to do this more?
Yes. You mean in terms of like on the date or?
on the date, you know, as you're meeting people, maybe, you know, online, in person, I'm just backing up a little bit. I don't know. Are you doing any like virtual events? Do you try to meet people, you know, as you're out and about at a distance?
So I'm always like open to if someone's interested and asks me out, I will be open to like going out with them if we meet like organically and there's sparks. But I never go to like a virtual event or in-person event with the expectation or like searching for someone. I used to do that, I guess, not last year, but 2019, when I thought I was ready. I was just like super annoyed with myself. Like, why am I not interested in anybody? But I just found it like, it annoyed me. Like I couldn't really be present in like where I was, you know, or like if I were with friends, I wasn't truly present because I was always looking, yes, like, hey, yeah. So
that's a good point.
Well, how do you keep like yourself from feeling like, you know, rejection over and over and over again can all really do something to your mental health sometimes and things like that. So what strategies do you do for that? Like, what do you try to, how do you keep yourself positive and continue dating?
So I feel like it's definitely a mindset thing because I personally don't see it as a rejection. I see it as a redirection, which sounds so cheesy and so silly, but
I love it.
That's why, I mean, I get
so true.
I'm sad, yes, sometimes when like things don't work out and I really liked them or there was like a potential there, but you know, like it didn't work out, and I, you know, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't like you back. So it's not a rejection, it's a redirection. And that's what I tell all of my friends. And I'm also I always look like at the silver lining. It's kind of like a blessing and a curse. Like it's kind of annoying too sometimes. My sister says it's annoying. So
no, I don't think so. I think that's actually really good. Because I have struggled with like my self-worth and self-confidence and basically rejection my whole life. And so I think that if I had thought about it as a redirection and not a rejection, I think that maybe my mental health would be a little better sometimes. I normally do take breaks. That's how I deal with it. Like I'll take a break if I feel like it's not going anywhere, it's not feeling well, or, you know, I just, you know, pause for a little bit, regroup, and then get back out there. But
oh yeah, for sure. And I think that's like way healthier than like, oh, you were redirected, but let's get back out there just, you know, to get back out there. I think you should definitely be intentional. And when you're meeting these people, you should be genuinely curious and getting to know them as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely agree. No, that's a very important part.
Good insight.
Yeah, no, I really honestly think this, I loved coming across your profile because I could just tell that you were like the ideal kind of person to kind of show this is how you do it. This is how you date successfully.
I mean, maybe.
I really think you're doing it.
Well, I think also you probably have done a lot of work for yourself. Like it seems like, you know, after getting out of that relationship, you had to really, you keep saying you weren't ready to date, so you took that time and figured that out. And I think that's important too, you know, so you did whatever work you needed to do in order to be in this place. But I am kind of jealous. Like I wish I could have been like a little bit more carefree in my dating in life, honestly. Like, well, not in life, but like I've never been that carefree with dating. Like I'm not saying that you're carefree, but like I've never really dated a bunch of people all at once. I'm not saying that I need you. I don't think are dating a bunch of people at once either, but I mean, even having ones back to back to back, like that was never, I've never either, it has never lined up that way, or it's just never happened. Or, and I've also focused in on like one guy, because I like think that he like seems to be the best. And then I focus in on him and all the others fall off because I'm not paying attention to them. So this time around, that's what my goal, if I could say a dating goal, I don't know whether that's good or bad to have a dating goal, but it's to not focus on one guy and give myself like the dating freedom that I've never given myself. And like, I think that's what you gave yourself this past year. And I wish I could have done it.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like if you focus too much on one person, especially in the very beginning, you tend to put, or not you specifically, but just like right. you in general, tend to put so much pressure, not just on that person, but on yourself. And I feel like that sometimes also like seeps through the text messages or through the, you know, like mm-hmm. just like the, just that much pressure. I know like one of my friends, she always gets so like, she's always anxious on first dates because she's like, but what if he's not my future husband? I'm like, whoa, it's a first date. You don't even know like if you start dating them for an entire month and you become exclusive, you don't know, you know.
Right.
So definitely don't put too much pressure. And if that means like dating, going on multiple dates, like with different people, you know, once a month or whatever, like once a week. Yeah, do that.
I'm planning on it as much as possible. I'm trying.
Hannah's ready. We're getting her dating plan all ready.
I am ready. Yeah. So I don't know what I was going to say. I'm sure you have something to say, Lori.
Well, I'm just going to say, I like the fact that you brought up the expectations, because that was one thing I was going to ask you, because I love your attitude, because you go on these dates without any expectations. You have an open mind and you kind of already given the tips, but I think that's such an important thing, because that's something I also did not do well in my dating journey. Like I would go on maybe one or two dates and get my hopes up so high for a guy I didn't even know. I didn't even know what, you know, where it was going. I didn't know his full background story, and it always backfired on me. And it was such a icky feeling mm-hmm. to, you know, not either. I never got the call back, or, you know, he never followed up, and it would just be such a letdown. And then, you know, maybe I was messaging with a couple of guys and I didn't follow up in time. So that's something I didn't learn until later in my dating life. And then once I learned that, I feel like that's when I met my husband, because I kind of like Not Another Story is doing, I kind of let all my expectations go. And I just kind of said, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And I'm just going to enjoy the moment, be in the moment and have fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love the best about you. You seem to be having such a great time, because I really think dating should be fun. And I hate when people are like, oh, dating sucks. I really feel like if we just kind of flip the mindset and say, you know what, I'm going to have fun, instead of, you know what, I'm going to meet my husband tonight. Right. It really just, it's a different feeling.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So are you, I know that like your past, like it's been winter where you live. So dating in the time of COVID is not as easy in the winter, and you know, it's just everybody's holed up. But are you like getting back out there? Like, I know your dating updates have been slim, that's what I'm trying to say, in the past couple of months, probably because life and winter. So are you still doing your dating, or are you taking a break, or what?
Yes. So I went home, like home is in a completely different state where it's nice and sunny for an entire month. We thought that was like the safest to do with my family, especially during the holiday. So I definitely took a break. But then come like January and February, I did go on two first dates, didn't work out. I did I don't always update not another story just because sometimes I just either forget or just, you know, life gets in the way. But I am currently going on a potential date number 3 this upcoming Sunday. I did like a video diary story thing right after our first date. I didn't upload it. I don't know why. Again, I guess because of life. But yeah, so I'm hopeful, but I'm also, after being ghosted, I feel a little like I'm just not jaded, but I don't want to have too high of expectations or get too excited. But we'll see. I'm just not trying to create this like fantasy or like relationship in my brain. You know what I mean?
It's so hard though.
Yeah,
it is so hard, but yeah, that's good. Well, I'm excited to maybe hear about your third date and see what happens. That's exciting.
No, it's super exciting. So I want to ask you, just, I was I think the last post you posted, and this is very personal, and you can say pass if it's too personal, but I did notice that you talk about your ex-fiance and how you found out he was engaged again.
Oh, okay. So we weren't we dated for 7.5 years, and there was like a quote unquote fake, not fake proposal, but it wasn't a real proposal in like, this was year 5 of us dating, because he thought that we were going to break up. He didn't want to lose me, whatever. But then that never came to fruition, obviously. Sorry, what was your question about like his fiance?
I saw how you talked about, I really liked how you talked about your feelings in it. And I just, in the post, and I just wanted to know how you're doing now after like that has kind of bypassed, because I felt like in the post, you were like a little, you know, some of the emotions came out, which rightfully would, because, you know, I was previously engaged and went through a broken engagement. And it's a lot when you hear maybe they've moved on before you have.
So I guess I was just a little annoyed that my cousin had texted me about the news on Christmas Eve. It was just like an eye roll moment. And I think she was looking more to gossip than anything else. But I am genuinely happy. I know that sounds like I'm lying or whatever, but I am genuinely happy.
No, I think it's great.
Just because like ended, like we both, it was like a mutual ending of the relationship. I think that helps too. And when you love someone for 7.5 years and they were your best friend, obviously you want what's best for them. And he found his person, and I know her, and I know she's like a sweetheart. So I know her in the sense like that was the sister, his sister-in-law's sister. So I like, you know, I've met her several times. I've hung out with her. So I don't know. I don't think like it. Yeah, it sucks, because I wish I found my person too, but I'm not like, oh, he sucks. Like, so I don't know. I think I it's hard for me to not like somebody because they're happy, I guess. It just feels weird.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. No, I noticed you were annoyed with the text. I heard you say that in your post. Oh, who would not be annoyed, especially Christmas Eve, right, to bring that up to you?
And I told you had to.
Have you had any contact with him since you found out, or did you congratulate him?
Ooh, no. I know like his family, like his sister and mom especially, took it the hardest, like our breakup, because even like last year, like the mom especially would text me like, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, I don't think this is appropriate, like. And she even asked if we could go grab drinks, and I was like, just catch up. And I was like, as long as everybody's okay with that. And then she's like, oh, I think they definitely took it the hardest, but I definitely believe in like keeping boundaries, right? Like the past is the past. If I like see them, I'll say hi. And I have said hi, but then he pretended to not know me. So that was a little hurtful. Yeah, it was just like, wow.
Talk about immature. Yeah.
Right. So.
Well, you're the bigger, better person. I just want you to know that. And when I saw that post, I like got very teary eyed for you just because I've been there. And I just think you're so courageous and brave for sharing everything. And just know that, you know, I'm rooting you on. I really am. Like every time I see a post, I'm just like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, thank you.
Before we wrap this up, I do have a question about just the logistics of your Instagram post, because I know you have to choose whenever you post a video, you choose a picture that goes as the actual post. And I'm just wondering, I haven't paid attention enough to see if the picture actually has anything to do with what you're saying. Like, how do you choose what picture that you put up first?
That's so funny because yes, in the very beginning, except for I think the last few posts, I intentionally took the photo that I put place for the post was taken on the date or like of that day. Thanks for picking up on that.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could have said that I picked up on it, like thought about it even more and went back and like re-listened to it to see if I could figure out if the photo was taken, had some kind of significance, but I feel like there probably was one. So that's cool.
No, very cool. And that is a great question because I've noticed her photos too. Great, great point. Very, very creative. I love it.
All right, Lori, you want to wrap this up and let?
Yeah, we can. I'm gonna let Not Another Story too chime in if she has anything. But here, just some, I feel like some quick wins, some tips you can take on, you know, being positive when you're dating is, you know, the trying new things without expectations, like she's been doing. I think that's like a key win. I also like the fact that she brought up, you know, don't make dating your entire life, right? I always encourage people to date. I know it, I'm like down your throats about it, but really honestly, you should maybe just be going on 2 dates a week, if that, because you really need to make time, I think, for other things, right? Hobbies, you know, time with friends, self-care. So just a pointer there. And then I also, you know, again, the growth mindset, right? She's got a great growth mindset. So maybe just taking a peek at a TED talk, I think, to see, you know, how you're proceeding and perceiving.
We can put some of those in the show notes too.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, how you're perceiving yourself and your opportunities to create that mindset, I think that's really key. And then lastly, I also like the fact of taking inventory of like how your date went, but maybe, you know, not really focusing on the bad things, looking at the positive things, like things you learned from yourself, even though it might not have been a match, right? And then I think lastly, I love your point, Hannah, take a break. You are miserable and things are not working out and you're having a bad week. Take a week off, take 2 weeks off. Just don't give up, but take a break because you know what? It's going to happen. You just haven't met your person yet. I always say it's kind of like a numbers game, which sucks. And you just, your number hasn't come up yet. You just have to keep rolling.
Yeah. Sometimes that's definitely hard, but those are all great tips that we...
And I have one more I'm just going to exit with, just because this is in tribute dedicated to Not Another Story. I like the fact that she's taking control, right, of her date life by kind of doing this process, right? Instead of it being something that sucks, that is torture, she's, you know, taking control of the process by documenting. So just another thought.
And, you know, if any of these guys like actually stick, then you will have this like video diary to look back on and you can see what you thought after the first date, which would be really exciting.
Such a nice memory.
I agree. So
we're rooting for you.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
All right. Well, happy dating.
Happy dating.